In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, being able to hear confessions is itself a great gift to priests, particularly if they pay attention to what they hear. Now, I don't mean paying attention to who's saying it, because of course you know that we can't talk about in any way that could identify anyone what we hear in the confessional. And as a consequence, you know, you may not believe it, but it's true. Ask any priest. You forget it really quickly. Anything you can't talk about, you forget. So, you know, there are people who say, I can't go to my pastor. He knows me for confession. Well, first of all, I doubt you would be able to really say anything that would surprise anybody. Not that many people are that original. And secondly, because we can't talk about it, we do a ram dump really quickly. But one of the things that has been made abundantly clear by hearing confessions is that people really tend to focus on what they don't have rather than what they do have. So rather than looking at the blessings that God has given us, we look at the blessings God has given to other people and say, I wish I had that one over there. It's like the old grass is greener on the other side of the fence thing. We want what someone else has, and we forget about what we have. And the same thing is often true within the church. Does anyone here have the same gifts as anyone else? Probably not. Each one of us is blessed by God in a unique way. Some people are very good at speaking. Other people are really good at raising cash. We could go through a whole list, just like St. Paul did in our first reading, about the blessings which God gives to people for service within the church. It's all in, and for that person, if you're good at it or even mediocre at it, that is wonderful. Put it to use. Don't go, I wish I was like that guy over there. I wish I could read music. I wish I could sing. I don't want to be able to do this. Because really, no one part is in and of itself more important than others. Now, if you take the analogy of the body, yes, some parts of your body are more important than others. You try living without a brain. There are too many people who do that already. Don't do that. Don't live without a heart. The kidney's good. Try to drink a cup of coffee without any hands. It's not going to happen. Likewise, we need all of these parts within the church to live as the body of Christ. And the fact that not everyone can do everything or should do everything is a good thing. That way we can focus on what we're good at. And that doesn't mean that, like for example, that priests have an automatic road to heaven. Far from it. Because remember what Spider-Man's Uncle Ben said? With great power comes great responsibility. We're held accountable for the gifts and the roles that we have. So it may be a greater chance for holiness. It's also a greater chance for damnation if you don't do what you're supposed to do. And that's the same thing is true of parents, it's true of bishops, it's true of popes. It's not an automatic road to heaven. What it is a road to serve God and his people in a particular way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.